This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Guitar there that welcomes us into this hour of the Friday discussion, December the 8th, first full week of December, is under our belts. Ours being, Victoria, you wear a belt. How often, Victoria Keelan, do you wear a belt?
Not very often.
No belts. Kara Schillen, how often do you wear a belt?
If I'm wearing jeans, I normally have a belt on.
You do?
Okay. Yeah.
Making sure that you keep everything the way it's supposed
yep,
to be.
I mean, I like my pants to stay up, so.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. People in the news. We start with Al Franken, who resigned amid the sexual misconduct allegations that have been flying around. He said that he will, here are his words, actually. Quote, "Today I am announcing that in the coming weeks," what does that mean? "I will be resigning as a member of the United States Senate." What does it mean? Does he get more of a bonus if he stays till the end of the year? What happened? Why not leave today or in a couple of, just leave 2 years from now? What difference is it? His term is up in 2018, I think, isn't it? Is his term up next year?
I don't know.
I think it is. Anyway, he said, "It's become clear that I can't both pursue the ethics committee process and at the same time remain an effective senator for my state of Minnesota. Let me be clear. I may be resigning, but I'm not giving up my voice. I will continue to stand for the things I believe in." And he called out President Trump and Roy Moore. And I think there's something in that conversation that perhaps can be had in other circumstances. There is a lot of gymnastics floating, a lot of the verbal gymnastics that go with the times that we're in, all of these accusations and the muscles being flexed by people who say, "I didn't do it and I'm not going to leave," and those who are victims flexing their muscles and say, yeah, you did do it and you ought to leave. What a sea change this country is going through, a sea change. And perhaps it's time, under the circumstances, time. The ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, yesterday raising some concerns about whether the Americans who are Olympians ought to go to North Korea for the 2018 Winter Olympics. Officials are worried that the increasingly hostile situation with the North Koreans may endanger Americans at the Olympics. So it's February at Pyeongchang. Is that how we, did we decide that's how to pronounce that?
Sounds right.
Yeah. So she said we don't ever fear anything. We live our lives. Certainly that's a perfect opportunity for all of them to go and do something they've worked hard for. What we will do is make sure that we're taking every precaution possible to make sure that they're safe. So it's an open question. I guess I hear on one hand, maybe we ought not to send the Olympians because it's dangerous. And then on the other hand, I hear, well, we ought to take every precaution possible to make sure they're safe. So which is it? What are we doing? Are we sending them or are we not sending them? Should they go or should they not go?
Who's in charge of, is there, well, I guess I should say, who, is there any security that goes with Olympians anyway? And who provides that? Is that the FBI or is it the IOC? Who, well, someone must provide security.
The International Olympic Committee ought to be responsible for the safety of the athletes.
Because remember in Rio, it was a real issue with the shootings on that one road where the athletes had to get from Olympic Village to wherever they were heading, and that was, I know there was extra security there, but look at, I think Brazil provided the security, and that was a disaster, so I don't know. I wonder who's in charge of that.
Well, that's the question that goes back to when the Israeli athletes were killed in one of the Olympics. I'm trying to remember what year it was. I want to say 72 or 74, somewhere in there. Do you remember? Did you study? Do you even know what I'm talking about? The
I don't
Olympic.
Know that.
Olympic compound was raided by some terrorists, and a bunch of Jewish athletes were killed at the Olympics.
Yeah, it happened in 72, and the only reason I know about it is because it must have been in the news sometime in the last year or so, something about that organization that was behind the killing of them, and I had never heard of them before, so I looked it up, and there's a, you know, a long Wikipedia page about it that's just insane. And you never think of that, you know. You're going to represent your country and meet all these other people from other countries, and obviously you would never expect something like that to happen.
Right.
The most fun, I can ever remember hearing the story of how many prophylactics were given out.
That's always a weird sub-story.
When they go to the Olympics. Yeah, that is the weirdest, interesting sub-story. Speaking of gymnastics, or speaking of the Olympics, gymnastics, an important part of the Olympics. Larry Nassar, next person in the news, person from the U.S. gymnastics team. Matter of fact, he was the team doctor, admitted to sexually abusing some of the underage girls who were gymnastic stars, sentenced to 60 years in federal prison on pornography charges yesterday. U.S. District Judge Janet Neff imposed the sentence. It's basically a life term. Because he's 54 years old, 20 years for each of the three counts. The charges are not the most serious accusations against him. Last month, he pled guilty to 7 counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct, admitting that he used his position to abuse the underage girls at the gym, at the Olympic, training, whatever led up to it. Because there are a lot of gymnastic competitions. What a, not even.
140 girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's, you know, girls have been working with him since they were 12, 13, maybe even younger than that.
Those are the guys that that's the appropriate sentence. You put them in jail and you throw away the key.
Yeah, I'm glad to see him go away.
See you
because
later.
I don't think there was any doubt in anyone's mind that he actually did all of these things.
Yep.
All right, here's the story of Ryland Ward, who is a 5-year-old survivor of the Sutherland Springs shooting last month. Spending Christmas in the hospital, lived through the attack, which saw the death of his stepmother and 2 of his sisters. His grandmother has taken over. She's hoping the community will help bring some holiday cheer to young Ryland. The grandmother's name is Sandy Ward. Says her grandson expected to get out of the hospital just a bit before the holidays, but doctors say his shattered femur isn't healing as they had hoped it would. Ms. Ward said her grandson is having problems with his kidney as well. She said some folks locally have sent in Christmas cards, and they have put money inside the cards. That's cool. Now she's asking for the community at large to send maybe more Christmas cards to Ryland to keep him in the spirit, the Christmas spirit. She said her grandson also enjoys getting pictures of other children, pets, that sort of thing. So why don't we post this on our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJB show, Victoria. Mm-hmm. Send a card, Christmas greetings, maybe some help to this youngster. Ryland Ward, R-Y-L-A-N-D Ward, Post Office Box 174, Sutherland Springs, Sutherland Springs, Texas. Zip there is 78161. Shall I repeat that? We'll put it up on the Facebook page. Help out this youngster. We'll put the story there as well. Ryland Ward, 5 years old, got shot up during that crazy, senseless attack at the church, Sutherland Springs. So it's box 174, Sutherland Springs, Texas, 78161.
It just, it's such a sad story, but it's so sweet to me that, you know, someone who has lost so much and been through so much just wants Christmas cards and pictures of other kids having fun for Christmas.
Yeah. The least people can do. And it is the time of year when that sort of thing is more on people's minds, and that's a good thing, rather than wondering, you know, is it today worried about Matt Lauer or, you know, what other insane stuff is going on. Think about this kid. It'll do you more good. All right. So that's a word to the wise, and it's a helpful word to the wise. We're celebrating National Brownie Day today.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Brownie lovers across the country set to enjoy their favorite brownies. I love brownies. Chocolate chip brownies or those blondies. Don't you love those? You have those, ladies?
I'm more of a. I actually made brownies yesterday.
Did
I'm more
you?
Of a traditional.
You didn't share any of them.
Well, we're trying to go on a health kick, so it was the last bit of junk food that I had in the house, so
this
I made some gluten-free.
This is the time of year to go on that health kick. I'm doing it. You're right. The brownies, though, are a cross between cookie and cake. Became popular in the 19th century. Request for a dessert for a group of ladies that would be attending a fair. Wanted a small cake. It could be eaten from a boxed lunch. So a chef in Chicago, working at the Palmer House, created the first brownie for these ladies, which featured an apricot glaze and walnuts. Some of the nutty brownies are fun, too. Chocolate chip ones, though, are best.
I'm a purist. I don't like nuts in the brownies.
Yeah, I just like the blondies, actually. I like them better than the brownies. I always have at least one in the refrigerator.
Of course you do.
Of course.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Noro Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Noro Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Noro Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
This is your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
While most people pronounce the company as ASUS, it's really ASUS, A-S-U-S, a hugely popular tech brand that makes a number of award-winning products. I sat down with Cecilia Choi, Director of Marketing at ASUS North America, and asked her about the company.
Well, ASUS is a global manufacturer of smartphones, computers, computer components, and networking devices. And we are probably best known amongst techies for our ROG gaming brand, as well as our high-end Zen Book line of premium laptops. And really, we have a wide array of great options for every type of user. So whether you're a professional, a student, or an everyday user, we definitely...
I'm proud to say ASUS is the sponsor of this segment. More info is at ASUS.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Oh, we did it backwards. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Playing a fast one on me, hey? All right, so some of the inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Class of 2018 going to be announced next week. The Rock Hall has announced the winners of their annual fan vote. Bon Jovi won the vote by a large margin, followed by the Moody Blues, Dire Straits, The Cars, and Judas Priest. Okay, if I were voting, I'd be voting for the Moody's first, The Cars second. It would be a toss-up between Dire Straits and Bon Jovi. I'd probably go with Dire Straits, and Judas Priest would take a hike. So, that's the way I admit that's just me. All five of the artists included on the single ballot alongside the other 900 ballots that are submitted, although since they started doing a fan vote, the top vote getter is always ending up in the induction process. So the official list of inductees...
So meaning Bon Jovi is going to beat the Moody Blues. This is ridiculous to me.
It is ridiculous, yeah. Stupid.
First of all, it's ridiculous that Bon Jovi and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame are even in the same sentence.
Wait, so how many people, is there a certain amount inducted every year, or is it
about
just...
About a dozen.
Okay. No, it's less than that.
So then, if they're voted second, does that mean they still have a good chance of getting in, or is it
the
anybody's?
Blues? The movies?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. I think all of these, but I feel the same about Judas Priest as Victoria feels about
Bon Jovi. Yeah, but I get that Judas Priest isn't your kind of music, but they're absolutely pioneers in heavy metal, and so they actually should
noise.
Be... No, they should be way further up the list than that, and then certainly they should be beating Bon Jovi. That's ridiculous.
Anyway, the actual inductees will be announced on the 13th, which is next Wednesday. All right, hold on to your hats for that one. Speaking of holding on to hats, the lovely and talented Ed Sheeran visiting Buckingham Palace yesterday to get the MBE, Master of Breaking Ears.
What? Oh, Lord.
Singers could be doing that. He's a member, actually, of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire. That's what MBE means. Prince Charles did the honors in place of the Queen. The Queen doesn't like his music, so he didn't show up. Sheeran was not named a knight or sir. Instead of the formalities associated with that distinction, Sheeran chatted casually with Prince Charles, saying he wanted to know where... gossip. Nope. Question came on whether the prince said, want to know if he was still selling lots of records. And Sheeran said, I got a concert in New York tomorrow. He was quite surprised I was flying after that event. Why? You get on a plane and you go across, it's no big deal. It's like from London to New York, it's 7.5 hours. Sheeran added that on a more personal note, his late grandfather Bill, passed a couple of years ago, was a massive royalist. He had all the commemorative plates and that sort of thing. He died on this day 4 years ago, so it's actually quite a nice full circle thing. I guess he'd be pretty proud. Yes, I would think he
That's
would.
Really sweet.
It is. Yeah, right. So tonight, the concert that we were talking about at the Z100 Jingle Ball, Madison Square Garden. Has he been in there before? Has he performed?
I'm sure he has.
Oh, yeah. He sold it out a few times.
Oh, yeah.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Kind of like Bon Jovi. They pretty much sell out Madison Square Garden every time they go there, right?
Yeah, but I would say it's... Well, I mean, personally, I'm a fan of Ed Sheeran, but I think it's pretty interesting that as a solo artist, it's literally just him on stage with a guitar and nobody else, and he sold it out multiple nights in a row, which is...
Really has no orchestration, no band, nothing?
No, he just has a loop pedal, so basically you record yourself playing, yeah. And then that's his backing band. He doesn't have anyone else on stage.
Really?
That takes a lot of talent, really.
It does. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. DJV, one more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Clean slate. As we start our conversation, another half hour on the DJV show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Jennifer is safe in terms of her house. At least she was last night. But the overnight forecast was pretty ominous for much of Los Angeles County. The extreme danger because of the Santa Ana winds were whipping around at hurricane force levels yesterday afternoon. This situation is uncharted territory, as described by weather forecasters. The alert level is purple, which is a color that they've never used before. Firefighters containing the blazes, 90,000 acres have burned all the way from Santa Paula out to the ocean.
It's 141,000 now is the total.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, according to CNN right now, the breaking news, they have 6 large wildfires. It's 141,000 acres.
Yeah.
Have been scorched. Ugh.
So this is a minute-by-minute thing, as just suggested by the information that Victoria put on the table. It's been a destructive season in California, for sure, both in the north and the south. As a matter of fact, some of the people who keep these records, as long as records have been kept, this is the most destructive season in the history of these records. And because conditions are so ripe for these fires, everything is so dry and the winds are so strong and it's tough for the firefighters to get up on the side of these hills. This is a very severe problem. As a matter of fact, I haven't talked to, I don't really talk to one or to both of my children almost every day, and I haven't talked to either one of them since I was out there last weekend. And I sent them a note yesterday asking them to tell me what was going on fire-wise, because they both sort of, well, the way this thing is spreading, it's hard to predict. Brendan lives in Hollywood, and Megan lives in Los Feliz, which is on the east side. Hollywood's sort of in the, Hollywood's on the west side of the city, and Los Feliz on the east side of the city. But these fires, there are multiple fires. See, that's the thing.
There are so many. I checked in with a friend of mine last night who lives on Sunset in Santa Monica. He's about a mile from the beach, and he said they were under evacuation warnings, which I never thought it would have gotten to there. And he knows, he has contacted Jennifer through me, and he said Jennifer and I are the bookends of the danger zone. And so he said the fire got within 2 miles of his apartment building, so they didn't have to leave. I guess they were able to put that particular fire out, but or at least contain it. But I had no idea it would get that far and that close even to the beach, which is crazy.
Well, if you look at a map, a lot of people think Los Angeles, even it's the basin, but the Ventura County fire, which is up above Oxnard, and that's the probably 40 miles outside of the city itself to the north on the one, well, it's either 101 and the Pacific Coast Highway. And then there are fires along the 5 near the Angeles National Forest. There are fires in San Bernardino, in addition to the ones that are along the fires. The Angeles National Forest is where Jennifer lives, up in that, off the 210. That's that area where there are lots of horse farms. A lot of horses have been killed in this thing. This is a really mess. This is a mess. So what do? You hold a good thought. For people, we haven't. Where's the closest station we have to that? Out in Riverside, I think, is the closest where we are. It's just a. I don't know. How do you describe something like this? It's these situations again, not anything that most people have ever experienced in their lives or will ever experience. So you can imagine how frightened people are because they don't know what to expect. That's really, I think that's the, you don't really know what, you can't tell what the winds are going to do. You can't tell anything about where these things will go. So
have they brought in, or have they needed to bring in firefighters from other states?
Yes. Yeah. There's firefighters from all over the place there. Thousands of them.
Yeah.
Planes, helicopters, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, trying to get these things under control. Oftentimes, when they say the fire is under control, it's because they run out of things to burn. The fires burn themselves out. But when you get up to Angeles National Forest, there's a million acres there. And Ventura is pretty much, I think, that area where they had the fire, I think is on its way to waning. San Bernardino, the same thing. Hard to figure out what's going on along the corridor of the 405. You see those pictures of how close it got to the Getty Center? Woo!
Yeah.
Wow. Coming up over that hill, man. So, yeah, again, you hold a good thought and you wonder, okay, why are all these things happening? Let's pull ourselves back from this, okay? Can we just get away from this crap for a while? I'm telling you the story. We talk about human emotions, that sort of thing. I think that in the season, I'm not finding myself in the spirit yet. And the last 4 or 5 years, I've had much more luck getting into the spirit than I have this year. So let's look at what we can find that will bring us around the world's largest Christmas stocking. 106 feet, 9 inches. 49 feet wide. Weighed as much as 5 reindeer, held 1,000 presents made by the Children's Society in London in December of 2007. They're trying to replicate it this year. Ever seen a picture of it?
No.
The largest Christmas stocking in the world.
I'm Googling.
Yeah, check that out. So a lot of people are wondering, as they buy Christmas trees, why the heck they're so expensive. Have you bought yours? You did buy yours, didn't you, Victoria?
I did. We put ours up
a week or so ago, didn't you?
A little, yeah, I guess.
After Thanksgiving?
It was the same night that they lit the tree at Rockefeller Center.
Yeah.
So I guess it was Wednesday of a week ago, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so, Carrie, you and your roommate having a little tree in the apartment or not?
I have a wreath on my door, but no Christmas tree.
Yeah. Well, they're pretty expensive.
I've tried it before, I got little bits of fake Christmas tree all over my apartment. And I imagine the same thing would happen with a real Christmas tree, so.
The prices are up 10% from last year, according to the National Christmas Tree Association. $300 for a 13-foot balsam tree. The question comes on what the heck's happening here. If you go back to the recession of 2008, there are some indications that Christmas trees were the slow burning effects of the down valuation of real estate, banking, that sort of thing. Christmas tree industry grows trees year round, and the trees that they planted back then are the ones that are being harvested now. Last year, 27 million trees were cut. Total retail value, $2 billion. Most of them here in our country come from Oregon, North Carolina, Washington, some of them from Maine, a lot from Canada. There are a lot of varieties of trees, the fir, the spruce, the pine. The fast-growing trees, as I said, are about 7 to 8 years. So if you go back to 2008, you know, add 8 or 9 years, there you bring yourself to the point of why it is. Those trees were very expensive to grow, maintain, and so that's why it's more expensive this year to buy one of them.
Well, ours was.
Yeah.
Last year, I remember before we got our tree, you said, oh, how much are trees in New York City? And I said, well, last year, I think we paid $75 for a 6-foot tree.
Yeah.
This year, we went to get our tree, and the prices for a 6-foot Fraser fir, the same tree we had last year, is $120.
Woo!
So, that's a big difference.
Yeah. It is. That is a lot of dough. Well, in terms of shopping, are things more expensive this year than they were last year in general? The various categories that people, clothing and toys and the various and sundry things that people would buy for Christmas presents? What do we know about the costs in general this year versus last year?
That's a great question. I don't know. I don't have any kids to buy for, so I don't really know anything about the toy world. Yeah. In terms of clothing, though, I think things are cheaper now than the gifts that I've gotten for people clothing-wise are definitely cheaper this year than they were last year. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I've bought a lot of stuff for myself, too. So, and everything has been very, very cheap. I think Cyber Week this year, the reason that it broke records, I just think the sales were incredible.
Somebody named Tess just sent me a picture. I'm going to digress here for a second. I'll go backwards. A picture of a neighborhood that I know in Santa Monica, or up. It's a little above Santa Monica, the hills up near Bel Air. Good God, what a mess! It's like a war zone. And the smoke, the acricity, the acrid, is that the right word, acricity? The acrid smoke? What's being burned? You asked about firefighters, Kara. 1,500 firefighters have come in from the federal government that work in the National Forest Service. And that makes sense because there's a the Angeles Park there. But people in these areas, see, this is a... What hits me is I'm looking at another picture from a guy who is in the San Fernando Valley, which is where Jennifer is, and the fire is 100 feet behind him. You don't think that's...
I just read a headline saying that people are resorting to using their garden hoses to keep their property safe, just constantly spraying everything around their perimeters.
I'm looking at a picture of the 405 taken last night, coming down the hill from the other side of the hill, coming up over the hill, coming down to the Getty Center. The sign reads Getty Center, half a mile. Sunset Boulevard, 2 miles. Wilshire, 2 1/4. And the fire is jumping across from the east side of the 405. If I've been down this road, this stretch of road once, I've been down it 5,000 times. I'm finding it unbelievable to look at this picture. All right. So I don't know if we figured out who's setting the fires yet. That's another question that people are asking. Let's turn our attention to a fabulous Christmas gift, shall we? The folks at MyPillow, under the direction of Mike Lindell, have come such a long way. They started in a small garage at Mike's house. My family, MyPillow, that's what he calls the group. My family makes MyPillows. Got 1,500 employees now. They sell 30 million pillows a year. What a great story this is, actually. The inventor, I guess you could call him the inventor, he says he had a dream. He wanted to help people get a good night's rest. He couldn't get one, so he did some research, he developed the pillow himself for him. And then he made a business out of it. So I'm looking at the garage where the MyPillow company started. He and his son run the business. There are pictures you can see online of him sewing the pillows in the beginning. And then where he sold them at one of the malls and a kiosk. That's how he got started. Then he did an infomercial. And the rest of the story, as you know, is a pretty good one. What a great, as I say, a great American story. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Buy your pillows at half price. One pillow for the regular price. The second one is free. MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. This is Doug Steffen with a very special offer from MyPillow. MyPillow bringing back their best offer ever here in this circumstance. One pillow you pay for, one you get free. So if you have a tough time at night tossing and turning around in the bed and up and down sideways, stuffing and piling that pillow, trying to get your neck and your head straight, forget about it. The patented adjustable fill inside every MyPillow stays cool and in place all night. So your head and neck have the support like you can get with no other pillow. You'll fall off faster, stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed like never before. And just now for the holidays, you buy one premium MyPillow at the regular price, get a second one as a gift for somebody you love, free. Hurry, there's no way this offer can last. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Pay for one, get two. At MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on Vivint Smart Home. This is the number one smart home services provider in America. It wants to make your home smarter and your life easier. And wow, doorbell cameras, security cameras, smart thermostats, door and window sensors, smoke detectors. There's all of this and more connected through a unified network with centralized control. Vivint Systems. Simple, intuitive, and something that you need if you want to make things easier in your home. What a great idea to give somebody that you care about that may be home alone a Vivint system. How about that for a Christmas idea? Automatic climate control, optimum comfort. You can speak to the person at the front door with a Vivint system. You can open the door. Call 855-718-6167 to get all the benefits. Vivint Home Systems, 855-718-6167.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Time now for Turkey Talk. Oh, no, wait a minute. That was a couple of weeks ago. It's Tech Talk now. Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour, brought to you by the folks at Total Wireless. Get the best deal, the best deal in wireless with Total Wireless. You get four lines on America's largest network for $25 a line per month. Find out more. Listen to this from TotalWireless.com.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers but charges a lot less. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start as low as $35 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha 99. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Ah, the sounds of the holidays. But when you have a million things to do, they can sound much different. So Staples is here to make all those sounds merry sounds. With great deals on laptops, tech accessories like keyboards, earbuds, and modems. The latest modems. Staples has great prices on just the right tech solutions all season long. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
So let's get first into The way you pay your cable bill, your internet bill, a lot of people are going to notice the bill's going up, so maybe it's time for some cancellations. I'm pretty sick of getting charged $240 a month for this thing they call crap. This service is it's ill described as service from Fios or from, what do you call it? So what do we do? How are we going to fix this problem?
Well, the new year tends to be when people do notice that their cable and internet bill goes up. It's not necessarily anything to do with new pricing. It's pretty much when everyone's promotional offers end. And so you should definitely know when your promotional pricing ends. You should look it up. You may you should be able to find it on your bill. It will not be front and center, obviously. They don't really want you to know when your promotional pricing will end, but take a look through your bill and make sure you note that date on your calendar so you can call them up before that ends and you can negotiate whatever the new pricing will be. There are several things that you can do. You can obviously revisit what type of channels you have if you want to lower your bill. You can also, the number one thing, always be nice. Don't be a jerk about it. But when you do call up, be clear about what you want. Be firm and say, my bill is $240 a month. This is ridiculous. Why does my bill keep going up? Why do I have to pay for this type of service? They will put you on to a next customer service representative whose sole job is to keep you there. So once you get to that person, then you know, okay, they obviously want to keep me, and that's where you've got your real negotiating powers with that person. And then the best thing to do, you always know what the competitors are charging, so you can price compare. They will match other prices. And also know that you can always threaten and say you're going to a satellite TV provider, which the cable companies have lost a lot of customers to DirecTV and Dish and things like that. The third option is, and there's really nothing they can do about this, but this is what I've done. If you're ready to cut the cord completely and use an online digital cable service, I have PlayStation View. You can also use Sling TV, DirecTV Now. Those are all incredibly great options.
Can
YouTube,
you use them
TV.
To get regular TV, regular network TV using those options?
That's what I have. Yep. I have all the major networks, and it's $40 a month.
How do you get your internet?
The internet is still, I kept the internet through my, RCN is our local provider, so it's Time Warner, RCN, or Fios in New York City, so I kept my RCN internet, which I do really like, and I got rid of everything else and saved a ton of money.
So you have competition there, all I have here is Verizon. That's
yeah,
it.
Unfortunately, that's, yeah.
You know, I might be able to find some cable company someplace that would come here, but it's because I'm where I am.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly in the, I'm in a... wild open space.
You're in the boonies?
Some people think of the boonies.
But I would call the boonies.
Yeah, what you would call the boonies, yeah, as a New Yorker.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.